Chapter 4. Tooth and Claw. The cub learned quickly. He held grudges, too. If he met a mother hen, he would fly into a fury, remembering the pecks on his nose from the first day out of the cave. Famine came again, and for a while neither mother nor cub had anything to eat. Then one day She-Wolf brought home some meat. It was strange stuff, different from anything the cub had smelled or tasted before, and it was all for him. Little could he know that his mother had taken the left fork by the stream, by the lair of the lynx, and stolen a kitten. As he finished his meal, he heard his mother snarling in a strange and terrible way. He shivered with fear. The lynx was mad with rage at the loss of her child, and she had tracked She-Wolf to her cave. In the glare of the afternoon light, the lynx crouched at the cave entrance. A rasping scream left no doubt what she meant to do. The cub and his mother were trapped. The lynx hurled herself inside the cave, and She-Wolf leapt upon her. Snarling and screeching, the two mothers fought like demons, the lynx ripping and tearing with her teeth and claws, She-Wolf using her teeth alone. Seeing his mother in such danger, the cub sank his teeth into the wildcat's leg. Then he clung on for dear life. Although he didn't know it, this is probably what saved their lives. The lynx lashed out at the cub, ripping his shoulder, but he had slowed her down. After a brief, vicious scrap, She-Wolf put an end to her once and for all. They had won, but at a price. The cub licked his mother's wounds. He knew she was weak and sick. For a week she never left the cave. Then at last her strength returned, and she was ready to hunt again. This time the cub went with her. She-Wolf noticed a change in her child. He was full of confidence from their victory over the lynx. They had fought a wild cat and lived. The cub now knew another law of the wild: eat or be eaten, kill or be killed.